Ladies and gentlemen, I declare the meeting open and begin by acknowledging the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. Everyone is reminded that there is audio of this special general council meeting, which will be made available on the City of Marion website. Are there any elected members who foresee they might have a conflict of interest in relation to any item on the agenda?
Could I suggest that the mic's not working, Chris?
My mic is not working. Yeah. I've got a green light. Can staff assist? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we have audio. Check one, two. Check one, two.
Okay, corporate reports for decision then. Hard waste fee. Councillor Valescu to move.
Feedback as to what the cost savings would be. There's been some discussion about this already, and I think even if we were to move to the one pickup instead of the two with the same amount, it appears there's going to be negligible cost, but it's not what people who use the service want. I do hope we can look at other ways to reduce, the waste that people make in our community, but I think promoting a responsible approach to at least it not ending up on the footpath or hidden away in quiet corners of our city, because people don't want to pay to get rid of it.
Any discussion? Anyone speaking against? Councillor Byron?
What we're offering to people, I would like to see from option 2A included that we also provide an additional service on a fee for service basis, and wonder whether that could be included with the mover and seconders consideration.
I wouldn't include it because we don't know how much extra resource we would have, because I think the issue
It's all right, no need to debate. Councillor Byron, it's up to you if you wish to move an amendment or suggestion, as you wish.
I would like to move that as an amendment.
Can you just please specify the nature of the amendment, please?
Yes, that additional services offered on a fee for service only, one curbside collection, unlimited tickets.
So can I ask staff, does that relate to any particular option, or should we just take option one and add that onto it, just in terms of drafting? Sorry, Councillor Byron, can you say it one more time?
Yep. That we include the additional services offered on a fee for service only, one curbside collection and unlimited tip tickets. But that's that fee for service consideration. Over and above what's already offered.
Yes, I see. So that doesn't appear anywhere else in the options.
No.
But Mr. Heath, do you have anything to comment?
2A.
So from 2A, in that it basically retains the two 1 cubic metre collections available currently. My only comment to that is it probably works against some of the desire to try and manage the demand for actual curbside collection by our own staff. The unlimited tickets is probably something different again, which allows the resident to take waste to the tip at their own leisure and at their own time. I suppose my comment is that, again, it probably works against one of the strategies of what we're trying to do with this recommendations was to put forward options that enabled us to effectively manage that curbside collection demand for the service to enable the existing one truck and two person team to have some additional capacity to continue to provide the service to those who are unable to use curbside tip tickets.
Now, I'm going to step in here and rule the amendment out of order with the greatest respect, only because clearly the mover and seconder wanted no change to the current arrangements. And when I look at the options presented in the report, Councillor Byron, what you're putting forward is close to option 2A, and clearly that's a different proposition. Yep. So that doesn't mean that council won't go for what you're suggesting, yep, but I think we have to test the numbers with the proposition before the floor.
Yep. So can I talk against it then?
Yes, you can speak against it, and that way I'll come to you first if the motion is defeated for an alternative motion.
Thank you, Worship. So I will talk against it because I did prefer 2A. The reason for that, and I will just mention that a lot of the people that ring me over problems with waste and hard refuse, and I've had lots of people that have been in tears over these matters, and speaking to many people in the community, they've often said, why can't we have a fee for service after we've used our entitlement? So a lot of people are asking for that provision. I'm happy to go back to one curbside collection and up to two tickets in that configuration of 2A. So I definitely do want to change from the current service standard because of what I am hearing from the public out there. Thank you.
Is anyone, there was a question from Councillor Crossland.
Increasing, and as we've heard, we've got limited resources, and short of putting on another crew, we're looking for something to try and buy us some time. Out of the options that we've got here, which option will buy us a bit more time to cope with the growing trend in curbside collections that we've been experiencing?
Through the chair, I would probably suggest option 2 or option 3, predominantly because they reduce effectively the service level being offered to residents to a degree, and both of them to a different level, to a different degree. Option 2 continues to allow a free disposal of 2 cubic metres of waste, just only allowing one curbside collection or 2 1-cubic-metre tip tickets. Option 3 reverts back to one collection only of 1 cubic metre, either a curbside collection or a tip ticket.
Is there anyone, Councillor Crossland, happy? Anyone speaking in favour of the motion? Councillor Hull?
Sometimes I take a position that if it's not broken, don't fix it. And with this particular matter, I think that for the reasons that Councillor Valescu described, there are consequences with meddling around with this. I'm well aware of that. But I think we're in the sweet spot. I think we're actually providing an adequate service. I must say this is the most underwhelming subject that I have dealt with. In my whole time on council, I don't recall anybody ever coming to me about tip tickets, hard waste or anything else. But it was, I do recall it was an issue in my early part of my career, but like I say, due to good policy and good service, it's not an issue. And I certainly don't have people ringing up in tears. I don't recall anybody contacting me in recent memory about this subject, and that demonstrates we've got it right. That's all I'd like to say. You know, Councillor Leskey makes a good point that if you start reducing this, it can actually lead to illegal dumping and all of that. I do understand that, and leave well enough alone. That's my view.
Is there anyone else speaking against the motion? Councillor Crossland.
Thank you. I'm speaking against the motion. It isn't the case that this system is broken. It's a case of it's severely under strain, and it will break if we don't do something. I don't want to see another crew being put on. I don't think it's necessary. Don't forget, this service isn't used by probably around 75% of our residents. It's only 25% that currently use it, or around that. There's likely to be more residents want to use it. Instead of having two collections of 2 cubic metres, they can have one collection of 2 cubic metres. So we're not actually saying they can't still get rid of the same amount of rubbish. We're just saying, please let's collect it in one go. That way we can carry on delivering the service to everybody else in the future, and it will give us that peace of mind and keep the cost down.
Is there anyone else speaking in favour of the motion? Councillor Westwood?
I think went towards this hard rubbish stuff, and it's only about $90,000 worth, and I think we've used up all the extra funds that we would have saved by going some other option. So, but I think that at the moment the system is working reasonably. I can certainly sympathise with people wanting perhaps a more efficient system if it's possible to discourage people from dumping, but at the moment I don't think we should spend any more time on it, and I'm happy enough with this service the way it is generally. Thank you.
Is anyone else speaking against the motion? If not, then back to Councillor Lescu to close the debate. I understand he wants to start with a question.
Do. If we had a fee for service, would the delay still be the same as far as picking up waste or similar? And if we, and what would be the issue if we had more demand for the fee for service than we could deliver with our current team?
Through the chair, if the fee for service request was for actual curbside collection, then yeah, I think that would impact on delay times. I suppose my comment on that is there are current commercial operators who would be able to do similar services for a fee. So my comment on that would be to introduce a fee for service model approach may well bring about complexity into our business that otherwise we might not need to do so.
And
yep. Second element, sorry for that.
The other question is, what about if we're going to give unlimited tip tickets on a fee-for basis, why don't people just go to the tip and pay for it themselves if we're not providing the subsidy? What's the difference?
There is certainly that option available to any resident as of today. They don't need to rely on a council service. They may well choose to just dump and pay for it themselves. And I'd suggest a high proportion of people may well do that right now. I suppose a tip ticket just gives them the option of using a service that's provided through their local council. Effectively, it's getting money for value for money from their council rates to a certain degree, other than curbside bin services and the like.
Quickly, I guess the issue was for the extra effort, if we keep the services as we are, 2 tip tickets or 2 curbside pickups, it is relatively simple. If people want extra services, they can pay for it anyway themselves. We shouldn't really have to get involved with that. I think we do need to look at capacity, and this is one of the basics that people expect from us. There was a thing in the Messenger last week where they were criticised in councils for not keeping to the basics, roads, rates and rubbish. Rubbish is one of the things that people expect us to follow up. I do understand that in any one year, maybe 75% of people don't use the service, but of the 24 eligible services that I could use in my time, I think I only used about 5 or 6 of those. So it's not a service that people use every day, but it's something that is handy to have, especially if people don't have the capacity to put stuff on a trailer and dispose of it. I think that's something we will need to revisit in the near future, in the next couple of years, just to see what happens with the demand. And I think this is an area that council does still need to invest for its community.
All those in favour, please raise your hand. All those against, please raise your hand. The motion is carried. Division is called. All those in favour, please stand in your place. Those in favour of the motion, Councillors Telfer, Hutchinson, Pryor, Hull, Westwood and Valescu, you may sit down. Those against are Councillors Kerry, Byram and Crossland. I declare the motion carried. So, members, we turn to... But a lot of good work went into the hard waste review. The fact that we retain no change doesn't mean that it wasn't worth having a look at. On to page 34, draft open space policy. I note that in one of the forum sessions soon we'll be talking about related matters, but this policy has been kicking around for a while, and whatever we might discuss in at a lower level of detail, the policy itself looks like it's pretty workable, whatever particular projects we might come up with later. Anyway, I'll leave it to you, Councillor Telfer.
I'll move as per the recommendation, and I'd like to speak.
Is the motion seconded? Councillor Westwood, Councillor Telfer, go ahead.
I'm pleased to see this in shape. It creates a structure within which we're to work. I'm particularly focused and want to speak about the regional and state levels, the emphasis on the open space being at times space that enhances native flora and fauna. So not only should we think when we're talking about open space, think about grass with trees, but also with understory to allow the corridors and movement of animals, the diversification of plants, and create an enjoyment by having what belongs in our local areas.
Councillor Westwood?
No, I don't wish to say anything. Thanks. Thanks.
Is anyone speaking against the motion? A question from Councillor Hull?
In regards to the public consultation, will the known groups in Marion be targeted as part of that? Say Glenthorne, Friends of the Sturt River and Friends of Warrapringa and all those obvious groups? Because I think there's a ready-made tap to turn on out there in terms of information about our open space, and for that matter, open space can be as simple as a verge at the front of somebody's home.
Sure, I'll ask Ms. Delgado to respond. Thank you.
Yeah, through the chair. Yes, we are going to be doing engagement with all the friends of groups. I've been liaising with our environmental sustainability team on that, and also passing on this policy to state government agencies as well as having on our Making Marion section of our website.
Councillor Crossland has a question.
Thank you, Your Worship. Yeah, mine's just regarding on page 37, which is the principles page. I know for our play spaces we were looking at having a usable play space roughly every 500 metres. Where did the 400 to 500 metres, is that something new or a reduction in the distance we used to have, or is this a completely new strategy?
Ms. Delgado?
Yes, through the chair. It's not new. I know the place-based strategy has a 500 metre radius that they're looking at, and this is the same as the previous open space and recreation strategy that we had. The other document or state government direction that, that is driving this as well is the 30-year plan for Greater Adelaide, and that looks at open space being within 400 metres of every residence.
us across them?
Sorry, yes. So my point really was just looking at, have we already got open spaces roughly every 400 metres, or are we setting ourselves up to start having to buy large blocks of land to achieve this strategy?
Ms. Delgado?
That body of work is still to be done. Because we have... we did purchase some land for open space, that Jervois Street Reserve has already been achieved. Even if it got to the point that there was a gap, there are other ways of looking at open space, and perhaps, you know, use of things like school grounds, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be council providing open space, because you could investigate that. But I think having the leeway between the 400 and 500 metres, because it would be hard to have an open space exactly 400 metres all the time. You know, sometimes 500 metres would suffice. So at this stage, I think you may remember at the forum that we had back in September, we provided a map which showed a map that had a buffer, I guess, or barriers around the 400 and 500 metre marks for the open spaces measured from the boundaries, and there were very few, tiny gaps that were there. So I'm not anticipating it's going to be an issue for council.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to flag that up. I didn't want the situation where we had different policies that was going to create problems down the track.
Is anyone speaking against the motion? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. And thank you to staff for all the work that's gone into that. Now we come to the remaining issue for this special general council meeting, although there are two motions to deal with. Clearly there's a rescission motion which has been put forward by Councillor Pfeiffer, who can't attend due to illness this evening, but somebody else could move that. I beg your pardon. No, there are two more issues to deal with. On page 44, there's the issue of saying farewell to Lou Owens from the Audit Committee and the Finance and Audit Committee, and noting the recruitment process, which is already underway, I believe. So would someone like to move accordingly? Councillor Hull, second, Councillor Hutchinson. Any discussion? Looks very straightforward. Councillor Hull, you're voting. All those in favour, raise your hand. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. And we'll pass on thanks to Mr. Owens. So, sorry, now we come to the committee's issue, pages with the rescission motion on page 44 and the other motions on page 47. I'm quite sure that the efficient way to deal with this is actually to have a suspension of standing orders, because there are so many different permutations. Start with a quick... Well, Councillor Westwood, were you going to move a motion, were you? Or
I'd be happy to move the motion, yes.
All right, just before we do, sure. Councillor Hull, what was your question?
Be decided at our October council meeting. Mr. Mayor, we're now in November. It's a motion that doesn't make sense.
Talking about the rescission motion, Councillor Hull. Sorry, what are you talking about, Councillor?
That's a typo.
Well,
sorry, I've got a missing page here which doesn't help. But if it says October, that certainly does not make any sense. So well spotted. I presume that whoever moves the motion would move it in a different format.
With one appropriate words, I think.
A question, Councillor Byron.
Thank you, Your Worship. That was the original motion that we moved some time ago, back in August, and so it did say October, and we had it on our agenda last week, and we've deferred it to... It originally said November?
I'd ask Manager Governance to clarify. Ms McKenzie.
Through the Chair, sorry, there does seem to be a typo there. The motion did definitely read November. My gut feeling on this one is that we've probably copied and pasted it from the elected member who moved the rescission motion, and there might have been a typo there. But it definitely was November, so apologies for that.
In fact, it really does need a study, because I thought it might have even been council meetings. I don't know if you can advise any further, Councillor Kerry, not from memory, but it's...
Look, the motion that was decided upon was that we have the Deputy Mayor and the committee positions at our November meeting.
Right. So... that's right. And you see, it was in two parts, when nobody's... apart from the, let's call it a typographical error or a clerical error, October should read November. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And then that motion was in two parts. The first part is not in contention, actually, because everybody's planning to, as you can see from the agenda tonight, we're planning to actually deal with the committee positions and deputy mayor position at the 22nd of November council meeting. The issue was that we endorse our current committee structure. So clearly... Councillor Pfeiffer was of the view that we should reconsider and not necessarily have the same four committees. Let me just provide a bit of context. I found it really useful to just draw up a little matrix, because the four issues essentially are: which committees do we want to have? We've had, and I mean in addition to finance and audit. That's a given. We'll leave that to one side. So looking at it that way, we've had four this year. The motion on the table suggests that we maintain four for next year, but Councillor Pfeiffer and maybe others would like to see a debate about other permutations, whether it be three committees or whatever. There are two as a minimum that we would need to have: the Urban Planning Committee, whatever it might be called, we must have by law according to the Development Act. So it's got to be some sort of planning committee, Urban Planning Committee. Secondly, we need some sort of device to review the Chief Executive performance and select a new Chief Executive whenever that is required. So those two things sort of have to be in the mix somewhere. So I'd suggest you probably need at least two, and nobody's really mentioned any more than four. I don't know how that would work. So we've got that in the mix. The second, if we decide which committees we want, then the question is, how would you allocate members between the committees? So would it be 6-3-3, would it be 4-3s plus the mayor? There are different ways you could do it. Thirdly, what do we do with independent members? That'll be the third part of the discussion. And fourthly, who's going to chair the meetings? So I don't mean who individually, but is it going to be an elected member in the position? Is it going to be the mayor? Is it going to be an independent member? Or I don't know what else you could think of. So they are the questions we need to discuss, and that's why I think it's very difficult to resolve. It's a bit like the budget. It's very difficult to resolve it with a straight-out motion. I think we need a bit of discussion. What were you going to propose, Councillor Hull? Or you... Well, I think we need a suspension of standing orders. Well, can I just check, Councillor Westwood? Councillor Westwood, I was going to come back to you. What were you going to
move? I think it's a lot plainer than we're talking about at the moment. As I see it, I have moved it. I'd like to make that a solid motion, thanks.
Well, hang on, you haven't moved anything yet. I just want to find out what you want.
Yes, but I wanted to move it because it's really, there's been so much discussion discussion and so much toing and froing amongst us about the committee system that really we need to clear the decks, and that's what this rescission motion is.
So you're talking about the rescission motion?
Yes, yes. And so I think it's a fairly simple matter that we should just rescind that motion so that we can go on with the possible new arrangements.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, we can. I'm happy to do that. I'll just take a point from Councillor Vlescu. What's that?
Standing orders, so have the discussion. So there is going to be a decision here tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, that was where I was heading at first. Councillor Westwood, are you happy with that, or would you rather...
Well, I don't see it being a great complication, because the main thing is that this original motion endorsed the current committee structure, and we are now, in the following motion, going to be reconsidering the whole structure. So I think that we should need to, even though, as Councillor Pfeiffer said in his explanation, that it was made with the best intentions originally, but we now need that motion put aside, because we want to consider a new structure.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's proceed with that motion. And before I'll call on Councillor Hutchinson, but I'll just point out two things. If the rescission, well, the rescission motion obviously has to be passed by a majority of those present. If it fails, then it can't be moved for another 12 months, and it will cut out the possibility of any less than four committees.
In which case, I'm happy to have the suspension of standing orders so we can discuss the matter more broadly.
Rescission motion is always a big step. Councillor Hutchinson?
Look, I was happy to second Councillor Westwood's motion, because I don't think this is that controversial. I don't think we're in broad disagreement about this. This is just a procedural thing to make sure we can keep progressing.
I have to say that at the risk of this, any risk of this motion not being carried, I think it's worthwhile just having the standing orders
suspended. All right.
Suspended, thank you. Right now. So right. I would actually move that motion.
Well,
suspension of orders.
If you don't mind, Councillor Vlescu, should we say that Councillor Westwood's moving that and you're seconding? Because I know that you expressed that sentiment. So moved and seconded. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Staff happy?
Yes.
Westwood and Vlescu? Yeah? All right, now we are in different territory. Folks, I actually, there are two ways of going about it I want to suggest to you in the half an hour we've got. One would be that everybody just fills out a matrix like that. It's essentially a straw vote on what you'd like to do. But then again, I know that members want to have a bit of discussion. We just can't have too much discussion, that's all. So let's take the questions one at a time. And this is not going to be a 3-minute speaking segment. It's really just to establish your position, very briefly why, and then... we'll move on. So let's just talk about the number of committees. Before we do that, there are three possibilities that are actually in your report. One is that we stick with the current four committees. One, the Councillor Pfeiffer's vision was to go, I suppose it's a minimalist motion, just go to a Chief Executive Officer and a Review and Selection Committee plus an Urban Planning Committee, the legal minimum. I've got an in-between option, which is a combined Infrastructure and Strategy Committee plus an Urban Planning plus a Review and Selection Committee, which would cover Chief Executive plus other independent member positions. Councillor Crossland, you've got a point?
Just a quick clarification. You said there were only four committees at the moment. The status quo would actually be five. We've got five.
Councillor Crossland, what I began saying was that Finance and Audit, we leave to one side. It's a given. All right? So just forget that. This discussion tonight is about the remaining ones. We can have two, three or four, essentially. Very briefly, does someone want to argue a point, argue a position? Councillor Vlescu?
could we look at all the items of business under the one committee? Just seems a little bit more efficient.
Okay, so that's another option is...
And I guess that...
Back to the old strategic... what was it called? Strategic Directions Committee of the last council.
Just the one. And okay. Maybe look at how that would work. I think that'd be easier to run. But, and then the... Maybe just select people for the CEO review if we wish to proceed down that path. Or have... Who we'd normally have would be the deputy mayor, the...
Well, let's not get into that. Let's just talk about which committees we have at the moment. So we've actually got another possibility there, so thank you for putting that on the table.
Just briefly on that, we could actually look at what we'll cover in that schedule, have monthly meetings and look at what we'll cover, who we get in for that.
No, we don't... I'll kind of get... You've explained it. It's going to be more similar to what we had in the last term, but we don't want to get down to that next level of detail just yet. Was it Councillor Hull? That's right. Which committees?
Added on some elected members seeking to have as many opportunities as they can for chairmanships and extra money. I hope that's not a influencing factor in our thinking.
I'm not quite ready to see us go back just to a strategy meeting. I can see how that would work. I do think sometimes some of these discussions and decisions need to involve more than just the three councillors. That seems to be a bit of a negative. However, I know the committee that I'm on, the Urban Planning Committee, I don't know what Councillor Pryor will say, but we have a lot of work to do in 12 months. I found that the previous method of trying to get through that work before would take years and years, doing it a little bit at each strategy meeting. So I'd like to see, at least for the next 12 months, the Urban Planning Committee continue to at least get through the DPA.
I can see that what we need to do here is actually resolve this before we even get down to the second, third and fourth questions. So let's keep going.
Thank you. Yes, I don't think we're ready to go back down to one committee. I understand with the Urban Planning Committee, from what I've discussed with people there, that they can see that in time that will become less the work they have to do, but they have work, as Councillor Crossland has just said, for the next 12 months. So I think to consider going down to one committee is probably another 12 months away before we really consider that. One of the things that I have found in the last 12 months is that strategy and infrastructure are really so closely aligned that there is the possibility of looking at whether those two should combine, and I think there's merit in that. What I would like to say also, though, about the committees is that I've found that the amount of work that is there for potential for the infrastructure committee is massive, and to do it once every 2 months has not worked effectively. Don't want to.
Couldn't say yet.
No, but I'm just sort of giving it as a background to the fact that I think we have too much work for one committee at this stage. I know that talking with Councillor Telfer as well on the People and Culture one, that there's a lot of stuff with policies that have been going through, and she's also indicated that in time there'll be a less need for such regular meetings. So I think that the looking at reducing the number of committees is more in 12 months, that would be more effective. But I think we need to look at whether strategy and infrastructure is joined together at this stage.
Councillor Hutchinson.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I don't think the single strategic directions committee worked. I think it had too many voices in the room. We all wanted to get our opinions across. We had a number of excellent external members on there that we couldn't always hear. And I think that's the challenge that we're going to have. I think we have a greater focus with our committees at the moment. However, I think, as Councillor Byram alluded to, strategy is integrated across everything we do, and it should be. I would see that we would have three committees. Perhaps People and Culture will dwindle down to the CEO focus and the individual recruitment focus for the external members of whoever we need. So I think three committees is where I'm sitting, and strategy is integrated across the three remaining.
Light is flashing. Now it's on. Okay. It boils down then, I think, from that brief discussion to four possibilities. One is the same four committees for next year. Another one is the strategic directions committee, I suppose, of the whole council, like the previous term of council, plus a review and selection committee when required. Pretty well going back to 2 years ago. Another one is the model of the, I suppose, the legal minimum, an urban planning committee like we have now, and a review and selection committee as required. And then there's the three committee option of an infrastructure and strategy, an urban planning, and a review and selection committee. So unless anyone wants to put something forward beyond that, we'll put a yes, Councillor Pryor.
I'd love to see a forum where we can look at things that are not in our plan, that are new ideas. That, I mean, for example, I read an article today about luminescent bike paths. I mean, like, where would that fit in a discussion about our strategy? Well, maybe an infrastructure, but those things going forwards about, you know, possibilities with streetlights. That's kind of infrastructure, but it's kind of outside the scope of infrastructure as well.
I think what you're talking about, Councillor Pryor, in terms of the language used in council anyway, is innovation. So it's not strictly strategy. It's the sort of thing we used to call strategy. Anything that moved had a strategy, but it is an innovation, I think. So there are two ways of dealing with it, whether you have the current process or another one. The infrastructure and or strategy committees at the moment could entertain such an idea, I suppose, but the other way is to bring it to a forum. One of the goals, I think, will be to try and hack back the flood of staff requests of putting things on at a forum, so that we leave space to do innovative exploration like that sort of idea. So I think probably a forum with whole of council, but it depends on what it is, doesn't it? It might be suitable for a committee discussion. So I don't think there's a clear-cut answer, but there are some thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, innovation is definitely the word I could have used. That's exactly what I'm chasing, because I think there's so much out there, and we don't want to talk about all of it, but there's certainly some parts that we do want to talk about. And it might be a five-minute discussion, it might be a three-hour discussion. So, yeah, and if we can do that in either infrastructure and strategy or a forum, I think that would be a great move forward for the council.
And just to throw something in there, I mean, what we could do, I'm not sure that we're ready to build it into the model tonight, but if we can bed down what we're doing with committees generally, there's nothing wrong with having an innovation committee like the current streetscaping committee, where whoever's interested can meet whenever they want to and say, right, we're going to go searching for new ideas. What are we going to look at? Streetlights, interplanetary travel, whatever. You know, it won't take a lot of staff support just to have someone come along and help with the process.
Yeah,
and that could be done informally.
I think very specifically for that sort of group, though, we would want an independent member. We want someone who's an expert in whatever field it is. I mean, I think that...
But you can find them when you need them.
Yeah, that's if we have that scope, that's great, yeah. Fantastic.
And that's one of... To be honest, that's one of the disabilities of having your set independent member. No matter what our structure is, when you've got your same person that comes every meeting, it has advantages, because that person really gets to know the business of the council. But the disadvantage is you're not leaving space to say, well, this month we want to focus on that. 2 months later, we want to bring in an expert in IT. Then it's streetlights. Then it's hard waste, whatever. So it would be good to leave the space to do that. Councillor Hull?
Mr. Mayor, may I suggest that the Innovation Committee are sitting either side of you and the broader council staff?
Sure.
I would love to see reports put up to us.
I take your point.
In numbers that could be knocked back or embraced, but
Councillor Hull,
I haven't seen anything.
Councillor Hull, Your point is well taken. Mr. Skull's taken that on board. It should be happening every day of the week here at Marion Council. That's the staff's job to come up with those ideas. But let's try and get back to this committee question. Councillor Westwood.
Yes, I think that the strategy committee in particular should be include all councillors, and that should be held at different times to if there's some kind of timetable for some of the other committees, such as people and culture, infrastructure and urban planning, if they were to go through. But strategy, I think it seems that all councillors want to say something about strategy, and I think that the strategy, the kind of strategy that that committee considers should be strategy in addition to the strategic type of thinking or discussion that individual committees may have, and certainly do have, and they should have. So I think that we should treat the strategy committee, or for want of a better term, as a committee of all councillors, or at least have the opportunity for all councillors to be on it, and to meet on a fairly regular basis and handle additional things beyond the other committees. And also, let's have a look. I was thinking that the urban planning committee, even though there's some thought of combining that with strategy committee, I think that urban planning without a doubt would want to be entering into strategic type of discussions. So I don't think they need the committee members of the strategy committee to be there to do that. They're quite capable of doing it themselves, and there may be additions to them. Of course, there may be more than three members in future. Anyway, so I did want to separate out the strategy committee and have all members the opportunity of being on that committee and expressing themselves.
All right, take a straw vote. Now, we'll do it by show of hands, but it's going to be kind of a preferential vote or a runoff vote in the sense that we've got four options. The one that gets the least votes, or the two that get the least votes, will knock out, and then people get to vote again in another round. I'm just making this up. Ultimately, then it goes as part of a motion, and you pass or don't pass the motion, and you can amend it if you want to. But we're just trying to get to a motion that might have consensus. Okay, you've got your four options. I'm just going to remind you one more time. The current four committees will go again next year. We go to a committee of the whole council, like we did 2 years ago, which also would have the review and selection committee on the side. We have a three committee option, which is like a one for the people side of things, one for the urban planning, one for the infrastructure and strategy. Or we go back to the two, which is just urban planning and the review and selection, or people side of things. So you've got a four, a two, a sort of a two, a three, and a two. So, who wants... Put your hand up if you would like the same four committees next year. We're not talking about membership at the moment.
That as the possibilities of actual committee names or whatever. So urban planning, infrastructure, people and culture, that's three, if we're not talking about finance and audit. But the strategy committee being a separate organisation where we all can be on it.
Like a forum.
That's what I would like to see.
All right, now there are five options. Who wants to vote for Nick's option?
Is that number five?
Yeah, that's number four. We're going to do it as number one. Anyone in favour of that?
Yes.
Okay, two for that. Who wants the same?
Three.
Four for that?
Four, hold on. And ask again, it might be another one.
You can only vote once, of course. Is everyone clear? Those four votes are locked in? Yeah. You vote once per round.
We'll start again. So Nick Westwood's option is, just explain it again, Nick. I don't quite get it.
Strategy. The three basic committees.
Nick Westwood, isn't it still, you've got an infrastructure, a people thing, whether it's like the current one or more minimalist.
Yes.
It's a urban planning and it's a strategy.
Except the strategy.
Well, no. Well, we're not talking about membership.
All right. Okay. That's the next layer. Okay.
That's not an option. We talk about, there are now the same four options I mentioned before. Okay.
All right.
Okay. The four committee, it is the only four committee option. How many in favour of that? Three votes there. How many in favour of a strategic directions type committee and the people thing like we had 2 years ago? Yes? I thought what you were proposing, the strategic directions encompassed what the urban planning did. That's what you said. That's what we're doing. Committee of the whole. So how many votes for that option? You've already voted, Councillor Westwood. I'll put that down as a one. The three committee option, which is one, two, three, four, five. That's with the infrastructure and strategy combined. And fourthly, the minimalist urban planning plus people option. Any votes? No. Rule it out. So you've now got three options. You've got the four committee option, a two committee option, which is with a committee of the whole, and you've got a three committee option. So everybody gets one vote again in this round. Who wants to go for the four committee option? Right, same three. Who wants to go for the strategic directions committee of the whole plus the same one? And who wants to go for the three committee option? It's the same as well. Actually, I knew that was going to happen, but I'm just sticking to what I said I was going to do, okay? So we drop out. We've got two options left. And it's either a four or a three. So four committees or three committees. All those in favour of the four committees, raise your hand. Four. Oh, I really wish you wouldn't, but yeah, go ahead. So I've got four. Those in favour of the three committee option. Five. Councillor Valescu with an oy vey. It would be helpful to vote, but so that's the model we're going with now. We're going with a three committee option. We've got an infrastructure and strategy, we've got an urban planning, and we've got another creature to do with people. Now, I do want to take a straw vote on this as well. The current people and culture deals with a whole range of human resource issues. The call it a review and selection committee, for short, is a more narrow focus. And it would meet on an ad hoc basis rather than a regular basis. So it would look at KPIs for the chief, review the chief's performance, select a new chief, and select DAP members and any independent members. So it would meet as necessary. So I just want to also say that with the People and Culture Committee, some of the regular reports that are being received, for example on staff numbers, could come directly to council, just in the way that we do now with work injuries, for example. So that would actually, that's an option. I would just like an indication from you as a straw vote, whether you want the fully fledged People and Culture Committee or the Review and Selection Committee that would meet when required. Who wants the first, the current People and Culture type committee? Who, yep,
who wants the review and selection that would meet as required? All right, so that seems preferred option. Thank you. Now we're getting somewhere. Where's my little key to this? All right, now the membership of each committee. In the model I was suggesting, the mayor be ex officio on each one, and because urban planning and review and selection benefit from not having too many on the committee, because often it's technical, I was suggesting 6 plus the mayor for infrastructure and strategy, 3 plus the mayor for urban planning, 3 plus the mayor for review and selection. Happy to entertain any other. Obviously you can split it up different ways. You can have 3-4s, you can do it otherwise. Two plus an ad hoc. The review and selection will actually have a bit of work to do over the next few months. Then maybe a gap, then there'll be DAP members to look at, then there might be more of a gap, and so it goes on. We're always very casual with that committee. Other possibilities? What other things would you like to look at? Yeah, are you happy with the 6-3-3? Do you want to look at other options, Councillor Crossland?
Yeah, I would prefer to see maybe 4 members as the minimum on those smaller committees. That's just my personal view. Yeah, happy for that.
I'm happy with really happy with 6 to look at for the infrastructure strategy one. I just wanted to ask the question, because the only reason I was looking at 4 before was because I felt that we should have a strategy meeting about quarterly where everyone was there for reports on how major things were going and things of that nature. So that's why I was voting for 4 before. But if we're going to 3, are we able to have EM forums that have everyone there for that sort of thing, and that's taken out of the strategy infrastructure meetings?
Just like we're talking about a strategy planning day in January.
Yeah.
I mean, I would completely support at least having 2 of those a year.
Yeah. So that was the question I had, so if I could just get a feel for sizing of the committees. And sure. I'd like to have advice from both the People and Culture Committee and Urban Planning as to what they feel should be the minimum numbers there.
Councillor Telfer, would you like to suggest?
I think that review and selection 3 plus the mayor is an adequate, even getting people together on an ad hoc basis, that's enough to get together. I like the idea of if we got 12 people all together, review and selection 3, urban planning 4, infrastructure and strategy 5, that adds up to 12.
As chair of UPCOM.
Look, I'm happy to go either way. I think as long as the people who are on the committee are going to buy into it, then that's a good thing. I think if we're I think there's enough work to do. There's definitely enough areas to look at, and I think people will want to weigh into their areas. So I would even suggest that people might rock up. Other members who are not on the committees would rock up. So I'm happy to go either way with that.
All right. A straw vote. You've got 3 options. And these are the 3 committees in order. Infrastructure and strategy is 1. Urban planning is number 2. Review and selection is number 3. Your 3 options are 6-3-3, 4-4-4, or 5-4-3. So for the first option, 6-3-3, how many in favour? 2-3. For 4-4-4, how many in favour? 3. For 5-4-3, how many in favour? 3. No, everyone voted once. 9 votes. Well, look, the model we'll put up is... Yeah, sure. What would you like to vote for? What were you before? Okay, and you're a 5-4-3. Okay, well, that's what we'll put in the motion. Next question is the question of just about out of time.
Yeah.
Would someone like to move an extension of time? Councillor Westwood, seconded Councillor Valescu, until we resolve the question of committee structure. All those in favour? All those against? That's carried by majority. We now turn to the question of independent members. The model that I was putting forward only had one, and that was to have one on infrastructure and strategy. There was already a motion that had come up which had no independent member for urban planning, although staff advised they would like one. Review and selection, I can advise that previously, if we go back to 18 months ago, the review and selection, the Chief Executive Officer Review Committee didn't have an independent member at that time. It was staff supported. But look, you've got options. So let's just go through them, each one. Members, it's a yes or a no as we go through each committee. Do you want an independent member or not? Councillor Hull?
I just have the opportunity to point out that if we are going to have independent members or not, there has to be some understanding about how we engage and interface with them.
Yep.
To be respectful. Be respectful and to value them and extract as much as we can out of them on behalf of our community, because we are paying them good money to do that.
I think we're probably all agreed on that, and probably most of us would recognise that we could have got more out of the various independent members.
Without going into detail, we have had a recent incident.
Let's vote.
It's not best practice.
Let's vote.
And we can do better.
Question, Councillor Crossan?
Yeah, just a question. I like Councillor Pryor's idea as well, that whether we vote for tonight, we could still hire a new independent member, say for one or two meetings for a particular innovation.
I mean, one of the things we could add to this in a motion that comes back is actually to have a budget line, rather than say four people, 5,000 each, that's it, just have a budget line of 10,000 for committees, so that people can, and then you work out, you know, who gets to authorise it. But there could actually be a fund there available to buy in expertise. Councillor Byram?
Yeah, question, thank you.
Yep.
Did you say that the staff have recommended there should be an independent for the urban planning?
That's right. I think I think I speak for everybody that the elected members on the committee don't think it's necessary.
Yeah. So can I ask why staff have recommended that?
Who can answer that one from staff?
Through the chair, when we were preparing the paper, we consulted with the development team, and they certainly thought that the independent had added value. And in the times where independence is needed, so for example, if there was an instance between staff advice and elected member direction where it was at odds, they thought that the independent member would provide good value for that committee.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Steve Hooper about it. He didn't mention it to me, but obviously he's mentioned it to others. Okay, let's vote. Infrastructure and strategy. If you're in favour of an independent member on that committee, raise your hand. Okay, next one, urban planning. Raise your hand if you want one. No. Review and selection. Yeah, okay, got that, Nick, thanks. Review and selection committee. No, but Councillor Hull, we're only talking about one thing, and that is an established independent member for every meeting, paid as such. There's either a yes or a no. If it's a no, then we've just had a discussion, I hope you're listening, that we can buy in expertise as we need it for particular projects. Exactly. So if infrastructure deals with street lighting, we get in the world's best street lighting person to come along to two meetings in a row or whatever. That's the plan.
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Westwood.
Can I just make a very quick comment? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
The urban planning regarding independent member, having had been a member of the DAP, I have to say that an independent member on there at every meeting, the same one, consistently, would be very advisable. I can see the value.
Councillor Westwood, your view is solitary in that regard. Okay? But you're welcome to move an amendment later on when we have a motion before council, if you wish. We'll see if it's seconded. Now, the final question before we get a motion ship shape is the question of chairing. So, we'll take them one by one. There are essentially three options for the Infrastructure and Strategy Committee that I can think of. Well, maybe two, because there's independent member, there's an elected member elected to the position, or there's the mayor. But I don't really want to chair that, so that leaves it to two possibilities. So we're talking about infrastructure and strategy. There are definitely pluses and minuses. Let's have a quick vote. Those in favour of an independent member chairing it, raise your hand. Those in favour of an elected member chairing it, raise your hand. Okay, that's clear. And now for urban planning, I guess I don't really want to chair urban planning, so that narrows that down. That will be an elected member that we'll look for the next general council meeting. Review and strategy, that is one that I think the mayor should chair. That was traditionally the case when we had such a committee before. Let's just do it as a yes or a no. Those in favour of the mayor chairing, raise your hand. Those against the or another option. Yeah, there was a minority there, so I think we've got the mayor chairing that one. Once again, you can all move an amendment if you want to, but what we have now is a structure. Now, I don't know how staff are going to write this up, but that's what I'd... Sure. While that's being pulled together, I draw your attention where you're looking at pages 47 and 48 of the agenda. As I go through those recommendations, essentially recommendation one we've just dealt with, and we're going to, apart from finance and audit, urban planning you can see there, we're going to add the two further committees. By the way, now, I know it says the staff keep wanting to put CEO in there. I'm happy for it just to be Review and Selection Committee. I think it becomes a bit unwieldy. What do people think about the name? Yeah. So, folks, if we can just take out CEO performance, I mean, it's going to be clearly spelled out in the terms of reference. We're just trying to... I mean, the R&S committee sounds a bit better to me. Councillor Pryor to suggest?
Yeah, just while we're getting a motion in order, can I hear from the Chief about his thoughts?
Chief, yeah. What are your thoughts?
My microphone doesn't seem to want to work either. I'm actually happy with the recommendations as written. I think they work. One thing I'd like to put in here is that what we're going to be doing next year as an ELT is having quarterly reviews against the business plan to talk about how we are against everything that we're committing to doing. And I really like the idea of involving elected members in that, as Councillor Byram has said. So rather than just do that internally with staff, that we present how we're tracking against the business plan, which is our key document, so put that into the mix as well, and that may be either through the strategic committee, as Councillor Byram says, or in a forum. But personally, I think this is really workable.
Thank you. When we look at recommendation two, no problem with the Finance and Audit Committee terms of reference. When we look at recommendation three, the Urban Planning Committee terms of reference are fine at the moment. They let us do what we want to do. Obviously, for the Infrastructure and Strategy Committee and for the Review and Selection Committee, we'll need to come back with terms of reference. so they'll be shaped up for the next meeting. Disbanding the following committees, well, that's consequential. So we'll be disbanding the PNC and the infrastructure and the strategy as such, while the new committees come to life. I think the end of the calendar year is actually the life cycle of these committees anyway. So the new ones start on 1st of January. Recommendation 6, reviewing all terms of reference within 12 months. It's good practice anyway, that's not a problem. The committee terms of references to be placed on the council website, no drama there. Further report to the 22nd November General Council meeting to resolve committee memberships, presiding members and the deputy mayor. So I think that's consistent with the Councillor Kerry's previous motion. Everyone seems happy with that. And then we have meeting schedule and sitting fee. We can't really deal with that because we probably... Well, actually, we could deal with that. What I had been suggesting was that we have a committee night on the first Tuesday of the month, every second month. So that would probably be ample for urban planning. It will be a challenge for infrastructure. So, and I know Councillor Byram's expressed the view that more than every 2 months would be necessary for infrastructure and strategy. But it's up to you, members. How would you... Now's probably the time to toss forward some ideas about frequency of meeting. Preferably with the infrastructure and strategy. If we get that worked out, then we can work urban planning around it. Councillor Byram, do you want to go first, then Councillor Westwood?
Thank you, Worship. I would recommend that we have more meetings than we only had 5 this year for the infrastructure committee, and it really just was not enough to really get going. Even though I do see this year as being the forming year as to where we're going with our committees, which is what we're deciding on tonight, but it's also too far apart for some things that we want to try and deal with and get moving. I do see with talking, and as the CEO has mentioned about he's having his quarterly meetings, we've talked about our day meeting that we're going to have in January as being a bit of an update on strategy, that perhaps we could have 2 nights where we don't have infrastructure strategy and we could have those quarterly reporting ones throughout the year. That would be something we could look at, but I would like to see more than 5 meetings for infrastructure strategy throughout the year.
Well, what I'd been suggesting was 6, from February going through to December.
I think it needs more than that too.
But you after more than 6, yes. Councillor Westwood?
Minimum is 7.
Yeah, what's your view, Councillor Westwood?
Certainly more frequent than it was planned, and I would be happy with a minimum of 7, I think you mentioned last, but I would imagine that even monthly, because the thing is we're not dealing with a static situation, we're dealing with a living situation, and we need to deal with things as they come and keep things flowing. So I think that I would prefer actually to have it monthly, personally.
Okay, don't forget there are resource implications, but, I mean, it's in your hands, of course. Councillor Filiscu?
As well. I just note that maybe if the independent member can't make it every month, that we take out the requirement for quorum, if that is that they have to be there.
It's probably not, I mean, you're normally looking at just over half for a quorum, so if you have 5 elected members plus mayor plus independent member, you'd have a quorum of 4, I would suggest. So, you know, even if the independent member wasn't always there, and certainly the mayor won't always be there, you've still got a fair opportunity to gain quorum. Just having a look through in Appendix 6, there were some draft terms of reference for the Review and Selection Committee and for the Infrastructure and Strategy in Appendix 7. I invite members to look at those documents because staff are keen for us to adopt them now or something like them. Just one question for you, members. I'm looking at the Review and Selection Committee. When there are expert, we're only going to have four expert, so-called expert members: three on the Finance and Audit, one on the Infrastructure and Strategy. The current proposal is that the committee, that is the Review and Selection Committee, and the Chief Executive are the selection committee. My question to you is, do you want the CEO on that selection committee or not? You'll obviously have staff support, but the question is whether you want the chief on there or not. Yep, okay, so that's in there at the moment. So I think the review and selection one is pretty well ready to go, as amended by taking out a reference to the Deputy Mayor, which was in the draft. Infrastructure and Strategy.
Then 3.3 needs to be three elected members, obviously. On
3.3.
If you take 3.2, the Deputy Mayor, out, then 3.3 needs to say three elected members and membership of three elected members.
Sorry, are you looking at...
Page 72.
Page 72, 3.3.
Mm-hmm. 3.1.3, sorry.
Oh, 3.1.3. 3.
Yeah.
It should say 3, that's right.
Yeah.
Have you got that?
Sorry, it's 3.1.3.
Yeah, it should say 3.
Oh, okay. So that would make committee 4.
It's committee 4.
Yeah.
So, Infrastructure and Strategy, you've got expert member, you've got the mayor plus 6.
Yeah, that's all.
That's 5. And quorum is 4. Okay. And quorum of the union selection would be 3. I think you would have had that anyway.
Okay, I think we're pretty well right, unless anyone has any objections with the terms of reference for those committees. Councillor Hull?
I pick up a point raised by Councillor Westwood about the planning committee and having some DAP feedback. Now, having a permanent person embedded in there is probably an overkill.
Councillor Westwood does make a point that we're relying on the, and it's in their charter, to provide feedback to council about the development plan. I think it's essential that we have more interface than what we're currently getting. I think we have one visitation a year from the chair, presiding officer, to the council. That should be two or maybe even three times a year, in my opinion, so they can guide us and get feedback on what the issues are. It's a two-way communication thing between us and the DAP.
Can staff take note of that request? So that's for the chair of the DAP to report more regularly to council. Councillor Byram, suggestion?
I was just checking on the changes that have been made to the infrastructure and strategy terms of reference.
Yep.
So we had a change to 5 elected members.
Yes.
And 3.4 has been taken out. And
what
that's been
one?
Incorporated into 3.3.
What was the 3.4?
3.4 said the expert member will be the presiding member of the committee.
That's been taken out.
Yes.
Has been? All right. We're working on it. Who had a point over there? Councillor Hutchinson.
Look, all I was going to say was that at every development panel meeting, there is an item on the agenda for policy referrals, and those policy referrals need to be fed back through to the Urban Planning Committee as well as full council. So there is a mechanism that just needs to be perhaps formalised.
So we're just about there. The people are, I presume people are happy to keep the same sitting fee for the independent member. Yep. Is that already locked in? Is it? Just a sec. Just taking advice, as they say. Thank you. Let's go back to the number of meetings a year. We didn't actually finish that discussion. So did anyone want less? I guess if it's monthly, you're talking about February to November, 10 meetings. Does anyone want any less than that? Last call. Then I think we're set for monthly or 10 a year. I mean, okay, urban planning. I don't think we need 10 urban planning meetings a year, but Councillor Pryor, you have a view? I mean, every second month? One of the other options, I must say, was we haven't set our general council meetings yet, but we had talked about possibly 20 in the year. That is one a month in 4 months and two a month in the remaining months. If we adopted that, one option would be to have urban planning for an hour out of a general council meeting as a top-up, probably not instead of a bi-monthly meeting, but there are just other options in there, you know. I'm open to suggestions, but I guess the easy one is just to say bi-monthly. That's the easy one. And that would be enough time to... I did talk to Steve Hooper about this, our manager, Development and Regulatory Services. He thought that would be enough time to work through the Housing Diversity DPA amendment that we're working on, and also have introduced DPAs as they come up from time to time, whether from council or the minister or developer. So...
Yeah, I guess I haven't spoken to Mr. Hooper about this either, so I'll take that under advisement from you that he's happy with two a month. I think there's plenty of work to do, so I guess if we get halfway through the year and we find we're not getting through it fast enough, we can always amend the schedule.
Well, it's basically the current regularity. It's a 3-hour every 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, we could do that. We could probably go more if we needed to. But let's start with that and see.
And you know what? If something urgent came up in a ministerial DPA, we could check on an extra meeting. You know, Councillor Hull.
I hope the CEO's taking on board some observations here. We hear that the manager of our planning department has not touched base with the chair of our committee about whether we need an independent person on the committee, how often they meet. Something's not right here. Can we actually improve our communications between key council staff and our chairs, please?
I'll just, I will say to that because Mr. Hooper and I did speak about it, he might have thought, well, he didn't have to speak to Councillor Pryor, but, and I certainly didn't mean to cut the lunch of the chair of the committee, but that conversation just naturally came up. Councillor Byram.
I just had a question through your worship to the CEO, if I could, thanks. And it's in regarding to the sitting fee, and I know that we're all sort of feeling that should be the fee, but I just wanted to ask, are we paying the comparable rate with what is out there for the independent member?
You're paying more from what I've seen. Mr. Scull?
Thank you, Chair. It's a generous rate, and there are some councils pay the same, but very few would pay more that I know, in fact none. And it certainly attracted high calibre people when we went out last year.
Present company included. Councillor Hull?
Thank you for returning to this point. Mr. Mayor, it is a lot of money, and I put my hand up to support this, both in the previous council term and this one. I came into this council term saying we didn't get good value for those independent members. Not a slight on those individuals at all. They're all good men, as it was. There was no women, which is probably an issue, but they were all good people. We, as a group, did not extract as much as we could have out of those independent members, and we didn't actually gain the benefits of the costs spent by our community on those people. We're doing it again. We are doing it again, Mr. Mayor, and if this continues, I will actually vote against having independent members, because not only is it insulting to them as individuals,
yeah, okay.
It's a waste of
this is now, it's not the time for polemic.
It's a
okay.
Waste of
order. You will not shout down the chair, please, or you'll be thrown out of the meeting. We've reduced from four independent members to one, so that is rather in line with what you're suggesting, Councillor Hull. We've actually got to the point where staff have set up on the screen everything that we've discussed. So I'll just ask staff to go back to number one and maybe scroll through it and invite members to have a look if they wish to. We've got the four committee, well, finance and audit plus three. We've got terms of reference, which everyone's had a chance to have a look at. Same for urban planning, same for review and selection, except that we've made sure that urban planning, the membership is three plus the mayor. Oh, sorry, it's four plus the mayor, right? And a quorum of three?
Yep.
Review and selection is three plus... Oh, hang on, is that right? Three plus the mayor, and the quorum is three.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Infrastructure and strategy, there'll be five elected members plus the mayor plus an independent member, and the quorum will be four. Okay. And the mayor will chair the review and selection committee. An elected member that will choose in 3 weeks' time will chair both of the other two committees we've talked about tonight. We officially disband the current ones that are being replaced. We review them in 12 months. Thank you for scrolling. Within 12 months of the next general election, unless required early. We can change them if we want to. Okay. Terms of reference on the council website. We come back to decide positions and stuff in 3 weeks' time. The meeting schedule, you've got your 10 infrastructure and strategy meetings and your five or six, did we come to, urban planning? Five. Okay, same as this year.
Yeah.
All right. We've set our independent member fee, and we're good to go. So, looking for someone to move. I resume standing orders, and I ask if anyone would like to move the rescission motion. We're about to enter formal debate. I don't think you're going to miss out somehow. Would anyone like to move the rescission motion that's been drafted after the correction of the clerical error? It's page, where does it sit? Page 45, thereabouts. It's on page 46 of your agenda. Councillor Westwood to move. Did you wish to speak?
I think I've said all I need to say already, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Superbly concise. Seconded Councillor Telfer. Anything to add? Anyone opposing? Then I'll put the motion. Raise your hands if you're in favour. That's unanimous. Thank you. That allows us to move forward with a motion about the committees as we have investigated. Councillor Byram, to move.
I'd like to move as we have written now.
Thank you. Seconded Councillor Hutchinson. Is there any discussion? Councillor Hull.
Only to make this final point. With the independent members, if we do not actually demonstrate some gains from having independent members, I will vote against spending ratepayers' money on them, which is a sad outcome because I am a true believer in those people. As long as we actually have some understandings and strategies in place and be respectful to those independent members along the way. I just hope that, Mr. Mayor, that we actually learn some lessons out of recent events and we don't have a repeat of that. If that happens again, I will take a very dim view of it.
Thank you for your cautionary note, Councillor Hull. Any other discussion, then I'll put that to the meeting. All those in favour, raise your hand. That's unanimous. Thank you. I declare the special general council meeting closed. And I would suggest committees could start in 5 minutes. Thanks.